Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us here on this Thursday. I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day, all filled with love and flowers and candies and all the good stuff. Today, we are well into a series by Derek Prince on hope that actually began a week ago. And if you've missed any of it, listen, it's just been marvelous. This teaching comes out of Derek's heart, comes out of his experience and his life. We've been talking about that for the last week and a half. So log on to the website at derekprince.org and you'll be able to listen to this teaching, other wonderful teachings, and also know a great deal about Derek Prince Ministries doing marvelous things in the world. Now, today, Derek is going to be talking about hope as a helmet. And I love this concept out of the scriptures because so many times we take kind of a passive attitude towards the things God wants to do for us. We assume that they either happen or they don't. They happen one day, they don't happen the next. They happen if God feels like it. But the reality is that we're told that we can put on, in fact, we are commanded to put on hope as a helmet. And that means there's a decision we have to make. There are actions that we can actually take to drink in, to put on, to arm ourselves with hope. So get something to write with, put these in your Bible study notes, grab your Bible, and listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about the subject of hope.
In my previous talks this week, I've spoken about hope in two successive phases of human experience. First, hope in this present life, and I've pointed out the scriptural basis for being a continual optimist in this life. I reminded you of the words of David, I'm still confident of this, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And then the second phase, hope in death and beyond death. And I pointed out that the hope that the gospel brings to us does not end with this life. It takes us through the portals of death and out into a glorious eternity. Then in my talk yesterday, I broadened the scope of this theme still further, and I spoke about hope for creation. The creation that was blighted by Adam's fall will be restored by Adam's full and final redemption through the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we looked at those beautiful words of the psalmist in Psalm 96, in which he describes the intense, wordless longing of all creation, the fields, the trees, the seas, the forests, the skies, all longing for this one glorious climax, the return of the Lord in glory. And we looked at the words of Paul in Romans chapter 8, where he says that we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we join with the creation in that groaning anticipation for full and final redemption. Now, in my talk today, I'm going to share on another aspect of hope, a somewhat more personal aspect. I'm going to speak about hope as a helmet, a vital piece of spiritual armor that protects our minds. First of all, we need to understand that as Christians, we are involved in a tremendous spiritual conflict spanning heaven and earth. This is not something about which we have an option. If we become Christians, if we become followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are automatically involved in this conflict with the powers of Satan and of darkness. Paul speaks about this in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Notice we are in direct conflict with the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Another translation says it's not against persons with bodies. We are struggling with unseen spiritual persons and forces. Paul goes on, but it's against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Notice it's not just on the earthly plane. It's on the heavenly plane. This conflict spans heaven and earth. Then Paul comes to the practical application in Ephesians 6, verse 13. Therefore, take up the full armor of God. And I want to point out to you that we aren't born with the armor on, even when we're born again. We are born with the potential for putting the armor on, but we have to take it up. It doesn't just drop on us. Take up the full armor of God that you may be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm. And notice Paul doesn't say the evil day may come. He says you're going to experience the evil day. Every one of us does at some point. Be ready for it. Be fully armed. Notice his emphasis on the full armor. And then the verses that follow, Paul specifies the needed armor, verses 14 through 17. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Notice the six pieces of armor. I'll briefly recapitulate them. First, the girdle or belt of truth. Second, the breastplate of righteousness. Third, the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. Fourth, the shield of faith. Fifth, the helmet of salvation. Sixth, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Now, today I'm going to focus on that fifth item, the helmet of salvation. And I'm going to speak about that from my own personal experience.
You know, like many in the audience today, I have a military background. And so the whole idea that we arm ourselves in this spiritual conflict with a helmet of salvation is vital. When I'm around military people, when I'm on military bases, they're always talking about the vision. They're always talking about motivation. They're always talking about the purpose. And what that all is, really, is hope. It's all about the hope that we are meant to have as warriors. And boy, do we have great hope in Jesus Christ. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It may be a feeling you just can't shake. Plenty of frustration and irritation, but hardly any lasting satisfaction. What causes this gloom? In his classic teaching, Release from the Curse, Derek Prince explores the possible spiritual reasons why your life may lack the sunshine of God's blessings. In this special audio CD teaching, Derek explains the reality and nature of curses and blessings, presents a wealth of scripture identifying true curses, and expertly explains how to be free of them. For a limited time, we want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount. Call 800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Thank you for your financial support of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or send your gift securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. We're in a marvelous series on hope, and I'm very excited about this next little portion of Derek's teaching because he's going to give his own testimony about battling depression. And you're going to see why this series on hope has been so powerful because it comes out of Derek's own experience. If you've missed any of this, log on to derekprince.org. You can listen to the whole teaching as often as you like. Now let's listen as Derek Prince shares his own battle with depression and how he found the hope he's teaching us about today.
A good many years ago, I was pastoring a congregation in London, England, and God was in many ways blessing my ministry. But I had a tremendous internal, ongoing struggle with depression. Other people didn't know what was going on inside me. But this awful sense of depression, this awful sort of gray mist that came down over me, this weight that weighed me down, was there almost night and day. The more successful I was in my ministry, the worse the oppression was. And I struggled with it every way that I could. I prayed, I fasted, I reckoned myself dead, and nothing did any good. And then I had a revelation that I want to share very briefly with you. One day reading Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, I read these words, "The garment of praise in place of the spirit of heaviness." And as I read those words, the Spirit of Heaviness, the Holy Spirit indicated to me, that's your problem. It's not you. It's not a mental or a psychological condition. It's a spirit. It's a person that hates you, that dogs you. He's unseen. He's a person without a body. But he's followed you even from boyhood. He knows your weakness. He knows just when and how to attack you. You are fighting a person, an unseen, demonic person, the spirit of heaviness, or in modern English, the spirit of depression. And God, having showed me the problem, showed me the remedy, which was in two phases. The first part of the remedy came by a deliverance from God. I found Joel 2:32, "It shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered." I said, that's for me. It's as all-inclusive as John 3:16. And so, very simply, acting on that promise, in faith, I called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver me from that spirit of heaviness. And you know what happened? God delivered me. But God showed me that after that, I had to protect my own mind against pessimism, morbidity, depression. That he delivered me, that was his part of the solution to the problem, but I had to learn to protect my own mind. And as I considered how to protect my mind, I remembered these words in Ephesians 6 that we've read, the helmet of salvation. And I said to myself, that's what I must have, the helmet of salvation. So I came to realize my need of this helmet of salvation to protect my mind. But then I said to myself, what is the helmet of salvation? I know I'm saved. Does that mean I have the helmet of salvation already? But then I said to myself, no, because the people to whom Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 6 were saved, they'd received the Holy Spirit. But he still told them to put on the helmet of salvation. So the fact that a person is saved does not mean that he's wearing the armor. It's the saved people who have to identify and put on the armor. So then I said to myself, what is the helmet of salvation? Fortunately, I had a Bible with marginal references, and there was a reference to that verse in Ephesians, and the reference was 1 Thessalonians 5:8. So I turned to that, and this is what I found. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. I saw there two of the pieces of armor that were mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6. The first was the breastplate. Now, it was very obvious that the breastplate protects the heart. And the breastplate was faith and love. And I came to see there that, as I've said earlier in these talks, faith is in the heart. And so the breastplate of faith and love protects the heart. But then, as I continued that same verse, it said, and as an helmet, the hope of salvation. And when I read those words, the currents of divine electricity went right through me. And I said to myself, that's the helmet. It's hope. Faith is in the heart. That protects the heart. But hope is in the mind. That protects the mind. And I saw how all through my life, I'd been a habitual pessimist. I could say that the whole of my family background was a background of pessimism. I respect my parents and I'm grateful for their memory. But I'd have to say that in my family, if you weren't worrying, you ought to be worrying about the fact you weren't worrying. And I was totally imbued with this spirit of worrying and pessimism. God showed me that this was a denial of my faith, that if I believed the gospel, I couldn't be a pessimist. And I've quoted earlier in this week scriptures that show you that very clearly, especially Romans 8:28. Well, now God said, in effect, I've delivered you from that spirit of depression. It's up to you to put on the helmet of salvation, the helmet of hope. And so I began a process of retraining my mind. Every time a negative or pessimistic thought would come to my mind, I refused to yield to it. And I quoted scripture, and I gave myself a scriptural base for not being a pessimist, but for being an optimist. Now, this didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in a period of months. It happened in a period of years. But I can tell you today that I am a totally different person from what I was before this experience. I am now a scriptural, Bible-believing optimist. And praise God, I keep my helmet on. day and night, I never take that helmet off. The helmet of optimistic hope, faith in God, and hope in Him that protects my mind against all the dark forces of pessimism and depression.
What an important truth that is, that Derek was suffering under a spirit of heaviness. He says it wasn't a mental or a psychological condition. You know, you realize Derek could have been put away for years, given the way modern psychology diagnoses so many of these things, and yet it was a spirit of depression, of heaviness, that could be broken. Listen, coming up, we have a very special member of our Legacy Radio team who'll be joining us as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Faith. Explore the mystery, promises, and powers of genuine faith as you read the insightful book, Faith to Live By. In it, Derek Prince answers your questions about faith and reveals how to pray effectively, understand spiritual gifts, and truly enjoy an abundant life. In this easy-to-read book, based solidly on the Scriptures, you'll discover what God is saying to you. Order your copy of Faith to Live By now for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Faith to Live By is a hope-filled resource for every Christian who wants to receive the promises of a faith-filled life. Order now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us here on this Thursday. And joining me in the studio today is Christopher Selby, the executive producer of our program. Chris, always great to have you here.
Thanks, Stephen.
And one of the things Christopher does is bring to us an understanding of how people are responding to this teaching and to this great broadcast of the Word of God, the truth of God, the ministry of Derek Prince. So, Chris, take us to some of these truths and some of these things that are happening in people's lives.
Absolutely. We actually just got a great note here from one of our listeners saying, "This teaching on hope is just for me. I've been suffering from the spirit of heaviness about 5 years now, but now I know the answer, and now I'm praising the Lord daily and hourly." And I didn't read it the way she wrote it because there's actually an exclamation point at the end of every single one of those sentences. So, but I won't scream into your radio today.
Okay.
But I know how she feels. This message, particularly today, where my grandfather talks about a lot about optimism and how pessimism really should not be any part of the believer's life. And that's something that has really stuck with me and praise God has had an effect on my life and the way that my outlook. And, you know, and it's not about, you know, Pollyanna, you know, rainbows and cuddly kittens. You know, there is a reality, but the fact is that we have hope, not because of blind faith, but with our eyes wide open, because we can see what God has done in our lives. We can see the truth of His Word and that we can trust Him.
That's one of the great things about the hope of the gospel, is that it's not just a hope that's described and that we're expected to accept by faith, but literally faith is the hope of the evidence of things hoped for. There is an absolute certainty in our souls, and that's much easier than if I tell you, well, there's $100 laying on a desk in the next room. You have to take that completely on faith before you see for yourself. What God does is He puts a certainty in your soul of what's true, and therefore you have the evidence of things hoped for. It's a very powerful and transforming thing.
Absolutely. We got another note. This one's a little more specific, which was very meaningful to me when I read it. I'll share it with you. I was hurting, and I saw Derek's book, God's Remedy for Rejection. I realized I needed to buy this book. Being adopted and knowing that my adoptive family wanted a son and got twins instead, I felt rejected all of my life. They already had a daughter, and I feel I was just along for the ride. My relationships with my family and friends have suffered all my life. I thought there was something wrong with me. I didn't realize that there was a spirit of rejection and that this could pass pain onto my children. I saw a physician who said I probably have been depressed all of my life and never really knew it. The doctor was right, but there was hope and an answer in your book. I retyped the prayer on page 62 and taped it to my refrigerator. Every day I read it and pray it and remind myself that I am loved and I am not rejected. Thank you for your words of wisdom. I am getting stronger and stronger in Christ.
Boy, thank God for that testimony.
Yeah.
I am not opposed to Christian counselors, not opposed to wise psychiatrists, but I will have to say that when you start getting around this type of healing and deliverance and people being set free, you start to realize there are lots of people who are medicated, who are put in programs for the very syndromes that these people have been delivered from. And so I don't want to make a blanket statement that everybody diagnosed with depression, you know, automatically has got something that could be handled another way if it's being treated medically.
Right.
Certainly don't want to go to that extreme. At the same time, it's great to know that a great deal of it is. It can be broken in other ways that Jesus has provided for it.
Right.
And it's certainly a message that Christians need to hear as well as non.
You're exactly right, Stephen. I want to share another note that we received from one of our listeners. He writes, "Thank you ever so much for your timely messages. I've been in a time of testing for the past 22 months, and though I know this in my heart, it's not any easier. I want to escape this period of my life, but in my seeking Him, I am very sensitive to the prayerful needs of others. I'm unsure of what I'm being tested in, except faithfulness. I thank you for your continual dedication to Derek's vision. His time of testing throughout the years of his life have given me strength to my own walk. When I heard of his passing, my heart sank deeply. The first time I heard him speak was at our church years ago, and I was immensely amazed at his logical wisdom and proven steadfastness. Now, years later, I've witnessed that he walked out what he preached, which has given me a treasured hope that Jesus is a God of his word. Jesus has not forgotten me or tossed me on the heap. Thank you again."
You know, this, again, is one of those powerful truths. And yet, you know, we hear this kind of thing all the time because fortunately you and I just get to sit here, see this broadcast develop, see the truths go out, and then, of course, get the response from people. So it's thrilling to be able to share these things. By the way, I want to mention to our listeners, that whenever a Derek Prince book or any material is mentioned on the air, that's almost always available on the website.
Absolutely.
At DerekPrince.org, and specifically, this little booklet that's so powerful, God's Remedy for Rejection. You know, almost all of us have been rejected in some way. It could be as light as a girl who rejected us in high school or somebody. It can be more serious, like the situation that was just described, where someone grew up in a home where they really felt unwanted all their life. Derek has done a great service to the body of Christ and really to all people by writing this little booklet called God's Remedy for Rejection. And that's, of course, available on the website at DerekPrince.org.
That's right, Stephen.
Now, I want to just say that tomorrow we're going to be finishing up this marvelous series. You're not going to want to miss that this is the conclusion of our big old long 2-week series on hope. It's been a powerful and a transforming time because of the way that these truths come out of what Derek has just shared, his own story, his own background in dealing with depression. So be sure and join us. Chris, it's great to have you with us.
It's always a lot of fun, Stephen. Thank you.
Well, listen, for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Be sure and join us again tomorrow on Friday for the final installment of this powerful teaching as the legacy continues.
It may be a feeling you just can't shake. Plenty of frustration and irritation, but hardly any lasting satisfaction. What causes this gloom? In his classic teaching, Release from the Curse, Derek Prince explores the possible spiritual reasons why your life may lack the sunshine of God's blessings. In this special audio CD teaching, Derek explains the reality and nature of curses and blessings, presents a wealth of scripture identifying true curses, and expertly explains how to be free of them. For a limited time, we want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount. Call 800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Thank you for your financial support of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or send your gift securely when you visit us online at DerekPrince.org. Take a moment right now to order Derek's practical book, Faith to Live By, for only $8.95 when you call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you a CD copy of Derek's powerful message, Released from the Curse, as our way of saying thank you.
call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.